For the past nearly 4 years, Patty McGuire has been the elected auditor in Mason County, a conservative-leaning rural county in the southern part of Puget Sound. In that job, he oversees county elections. This is familiar territory for McGuire. He's worked in and around election administration for the past 2 decades, including a stint as Deputy Secretary of State in Oregon in the early to mid-2000s.
When I started in this business, election officials were sort of treated like pharmacists, trusted innately.
But McGuire, a Democrat, says those days are long gone. This year, he's up for re-election, and he's facing a Republican who's running on an election integrity platform.
The people of Mason County deserve better.
This is challenger Steve Dunkel in a recent interview with iFiber One News.
They deserve better in terms of transparency, and they deserve better in terms of integrity from what we're getting right now.
Dunkel is a former manager at Boeing who volunteered on his local Republican Party's Election Integrity Committee. He also boasts an endorsement from Douglas Frank, a.k.a. Dr. Frank, a self-described physicist and mathematician from Ohio who claims to have mathematical proof the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump.
I'd like the country to stand up and say, wow, this thing was ripped off. Let's do a do-over, or let's put Trump back in office.
That was from a CNN report. Dunkel did not respond to multiple requests for an interview from public radio and the Seattle Times, but in his interview with iFiber One, he drew directly from the election integrity political playbook when he suggested that electronic voting machines can't be trusted.
And so I want to be, you know, taking a hard look at what do we do about that? And, you know, does it make sense for us to go back to old school hand counting, physical observation of the paper ballots, right?
Washington, like Oregon, is a vote-by-mail state. Counties do rely on machines to tabulate the votes, but those machines are subject to logic and accuracy tests, and they're not connected to the internet. In super close races, there is a hand recount. Dunkel has also raised questions about the accuracy of Mason County's list of registered voters, especially following a pair of super close local races in 2021 that went to recount. Sitting at a picnic table outside his county offices, McGuire, the incumbent, says election officials face a toxic environment these days, and he admits to struggling to decide whether to run again for auditor.
Part of my motivation was that I didn't want elections in Mason County to be run by somebody who thinks that up is down and down is up.
McGuire isn't the only incumbent county auditor facing a challenger who's making election integrity an issue this year. In Ponderay County in far northeast Washington, the longtime Republican auditor there faces a fellow Republican who told the local newspaper, "We should have proof that there was no outside interference in our elections." In the Secretary of State's race, one of the Republican candidates led a group that sued several county election officials, alleging massive vote flipping during the 2020 election. Additionally, 3 candidates for the Washington State Legislature this year have chosen election integrity as their party preference.
These election deniers are part of a faction of the Republican Party that has continued to question our elections.
This is Joanna Lydgate, a former chief deputy attorney general in Massachusetts, who's now CEO of States United Action. It's a national bipartisan group focused on what it calls truth in elections. It boasts a heavy hitter advisory board that includes former governors and White House officials like Republican Tom Ridge and Democrat Janet Napolitano, who both served as Secretary of Homeland Security.
This absolutely is not a partisan issue. The people who stood up and defended our elections in 2020 were county, local, statewide election officials from both sides of the aisle.
Lydgate argues the future of American democracy is at stake, and she says voters should be paying attention this year to down ballot races.
We need election officials who will stand up for voters, not lies. And so when it comes to the future of our elections in this country, we have a lot hanging in the balance in these primaries and these midterms, and who wins these races is really going to determine who we're giving the power to run our elections in 2024 and beyond.
It's not clear yet how the issue of election integrity will play out in Washington state races this year, but suspicion about elections runs deep among many Republican voters. Since 2020, a cadre of election conspiracy theorists has been crisscrossing the country to headline voter fraud symposiums and boot camps. They've even come to Washington. Meanwhile, local conservative activist Glenn Morgan has launched a door-to-door voter verification effort dubbed the Washington Voter Research Project. He's also wading into the Mason County Auditor's race.
Who really controls local elections? Well, stay tuned and we'll tell you about it.
Morgan recently posted a video to YouTube that singled out incumbent Mason County Auditor Patty McGuire. The focus of the video was McGuire's acceptance of grant money during the lead-up to the 2020 election. That money came from a nonprofit funded by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife.
Facebook, who knew? This billionaire decided that he was going to dump a lot of money, and Mason County was one of the places that he put a lot of cash.
Some backers of former President Donald Trump have falsely claimed that money was used to help elect President Biden. In Mason County, McGuire says he used the money for things like sending a mailer to every household in the county showing where ballot drop boxes were located.
To be criticized for taking a grant and spending it locally to provide voter information that I don't have the budget for otherwise is ridiculous and frankly insulting.
McGuire also notes that in the 2020 election, Donald Trump won Mason County, as did all but one Republican candidate for statewide office.
If I'm stealing elections for Democrats, I'm terrible at it. I'm really, really terrible at it.
The first major test for election integrity candidates in Washington will come this August when voters cast their ballots in the state's primary election. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.